Listeners of A-Seat English, welcome back. This is Sayla.
欢迎大家收听由一席文化出品的老外来了。This is 翩翩。
Happy New Year, everyone. Happy 2023.
新年快乐，亲爱的粉丝朋友们。那一席文化呢，在招聘全职的英文老师和英文主播，工作地点呢，在青岛。欢迎有英语特长的小伙伴加入一席温暖大家庭，我们一起做节目，教英文。
To our beloved fans and listeners, 一席文化 is hiring for an English teacher, an English host, and the work location is in Qingdao. So please apply and join our family.
Mm-hmm. 那今天呢，咱们让一席的驻美国主播 Sila 来聊一聊盛传在美国肆虐的 XBB.1.5 目前在美国究竟是一个什么样的真实情况。
Yes, the newest COVID-19 variant is called XBB.1.5.
嗯哼，那变异毒株英文呢叫做Variant.
Yes, the newest COVID-19 variant, XBB.1.5, is a sub-variant of Omicron.
嗯哼，那这个 XBB.1.5 目前在美国是什么情况呢？
Okay, so first I've seen that XBB.1.5 is so contagious that even people who have avoided it so far are getting infected.
嗯，这个听说了。传染性非常强，非常的 contagious。即使以前那种就是躲过新冠的哈，但是很多都 getting infected， 被感染了哈。
嗯哼 ，yes。
嗯哼 ，it's very contagious。那这个 XBB.1.5 首先是在美国被 detected。检测出来了哈，那扩散大约是什么时候呢？
It was first detected in the United States, and it was spreading mostly because of the Thanksgiving holiday.
嗯哼，对，美国人感恩节聚餐特别多，那接着呢又是12月，然后到了圣诞月之后呢，进入了这个 holiday seasons， 那不得指数级增长呀？
Yes, absolutely. This variant grew exponentially over the month of December.
嗯，十二月呢 ，XBB.1.5 在美国的确是 grew exponentially， 指数级增长。那比如说刚开始大约，比如说100个人里面有一个感染的，那现在的感染率是什么情况呢
？It's from about 1% of cases nationwide to 27% as of January 7th.
嗯，一个月的时间从1%到27%哈，这个毒株这个 variant 的确是非常的 contagious。传染性太强了。
Mm-hmm. Very contagious and has been growing exponentially.
嗯哼，哎，那你看你们美国国内的这个报道，那就是感染 XBB.1.5 之后情况严重吗？ Is it severe?
It is not as severe and deathly as other variants, especially if you have been vaccinated.
Not as severe and deathly. 没有之前的病毒那么严重和 deathly, 致命哈。尤其呢、mm-hmm. 如果你还打过疫苗 you have been vaccinated.、
Yeah, especially if you have been vaccinated.
哎，这是美国对于 XBB.1.5 的一个主流态度哈。那新病毒来了，你们美国人戴不戴口罩啊？
No, people in the U.S. are not wearing masks anymore, and so people are more vulnerable.
美国人早就已经不戴口罩了。那出入公共场合也都没有戴口罩的这个要求吗？ No places are requiring masks?
No, no places except hospitals are requiring masks.
Wow, 在美国除了医院都不要求戴口罩了。No places except hospitals.Are requiring masks.
Yeah, people in the U.S. are not wearing masks anymore, and so people are more vulnerable.
对 ，people are more vulnerable. 不戴口罩的美国人呢，其实更加弱哈 ，more vulnerable， 更易感染。
Yeah, but in China, you guys are still wearing masks, right?
Yeah, 必须的呀。以前中国是 zero policy， 国家管得比较严，那会儿我们还敢不戴口罩，但是现在都放开了，大家反而不敢不戴口罩了。你们美国人就是为什么不戴口罩啊？是觉得没有用吗？
This is a very complicated question, but now it's because many places do not require it, and so Americans do not see a reason, and because many people have the vaccine, so they are not afraid of getting COVID.
就是胆子比较大哈。
Yes.
那 XBB 1.5 在美国扩散这么快，美国老百姓是什么反应呢？担心吗？Are you concerned?
Americans do not seem to be very concerned at all.
没那么担心, not at all. You're not very concerned. 为什么呢?
Well, I think winter is full of sicknesses, including the flu and RSV. So together, the three of them are often called the triple-demic.
Triple-demic. 这是美国加州啊,还有英国媒体都在说的一个词哈,最近叫做Triple-demic, 就是三重疫情，就是 RSV 啊，新冠啊，和流感的三者叠加 ,Triple-demic.
Yeah, and most Americans have either been vaccinated or they've had COVID before, so many people are not worried.
美国人心比较大哈，大部分人呢 are either vaccinated, 要么打疫苗了 or have had COVID before, 要么就是新冠已经阳过了。所以呢，无论专家怎么提醒 ，it is not worrying many people.
Yes, whether or not they should be worried, maybe is a different question. But Americans are not worried.
Yeah. 哎，那你们美国人有没有囤点药呢？你比如说在中国的话，蒙脱石散各大药房都已经卖脱销了。
Yeah, I heard. No, Americans, we are not having this problem. They are not stocking up on medicine. The main pharmacies have had plenty of medicine in stock.
储存呢用 stock 这个词，也就是说美国老百姓目前没有囤药。They are not stocking up on medicine. 所以呢 the main pharmacies 各大药房呢也是有足够的药 in stock， 库存充足哈。
Yeah, the main pharmacies have had plenty of medicine in stock.
而且 Sila， 我发现 XBB 1.5 在你们那边好像一点波澜都没有引起哈，根本没太有人聊哎。
Yeah, Americans are not really talking about it. It's not even trending on Twitter when I went to go see.
Exactly, 我也是去推特上找，然后发现 it's not even trending on Twitter. 连个推特热搜都没有上过，哈，真的是备受冷落。
Yeah, yeah. And the topic of COVID has become so politicized here, so people don't want to pay attention to it anymore.
哦，美国民众都觉得 COVID 这个话题 has become so politicized,很政治化了哈，所以都不想再关注了。
Yeah, and I think they don't know who to listen to and what to do, so they all make their own choices on what to do.
Yeah, 的确是专家太多了哈。那在美国 COVID 阳过的、复阳的，或者说被这个 XBB 1.5 感染的多不多呢？
If you have had COVID before, then you will not be affected very badly by XBB 1.5.
就是阳过的 if you have had COVID before, 就不用太担心。You will not be affected very bad by XBB 1.5. 也就是说即使感染了这个 XBB 1.5, 也不会太严重的，所以不用太担心哈。
Yeah, but it's the people that have never had COVID before that will get more sick.
那你们的专家有没有说过阳过的这个人被 XBB 1.5 感染的可能性有多大呢？
Some experts I saw think that roughly 80% of Americans who've already been infected will likely catch it again.
这是美国专家的说法哈。美国的阳过们大约可能 80% 会被这个 XBB 1.5infected.
Yeah, and right now around 68% of Americans are fully vaccinated, meaning that they are better protected against this new variant.
而且大家都说这次的病毒对于男性和小朋友比较友好哈，女性就比较严重。
Yes, one study found that women have twice the risk of men and four times the risk of children of developing long COVID.
是吧？我就这样感觉的。Women have twice the risk of men. 女性形成长新冠的风险是男性的两倍，然后呢是孩子的四倍 ，four times the risk of children.
This is really crazy and also kind of funny because women have to take care of the men and children. So if they are sick, then who will take care of them? I don't know.
Yeah, 真的，我前段时间阳了之后呢，发现真的是有这个长新冠的这个症状啊，这个 long COVID. 我差不多有12天吧，非常疲倦，然后嗜睡。 然后还有那个 fog brain， 就是脑子真的像蒙了一层雾一样，然后木登登的，两个周之后才彻底的好。
Wow, yeah, those are the typical symptoms of long COVID.
Typical symptoms of long COVID. 长新冠的 typical symptoms, 典型症状。
Yeah, it can look like crippling fatigue, brain fog, muscle pain, neurological issues, shortness of breath, or a combination of these.
Crippling fatigue, 严重的疲劳啊 brain fog, 脑雾呀 muscle pain, 肌肉疼痛 neurological issues, 神经性的问题啊 shortness of breath,气短都是长新冠的症状。其实呢，是我们身体的免疫系统 ，the immune system is fighting.
Yes, I saw one doctor say this, that sometimes while the body is fighting the virus, the immune system gets so worked up that in addition to making antibodies to kill the virus, sometimes it can produce those that will also attack the host or you.
Yeah, 这个说法很形象哈，有长新冠症状的时候呢，其实是 the body is fighting the virus. 你的身体呢在和病毒做斗争，然后呢 the immune system is getting worked up. 免疫系统也在紧张工作中，然后产生这个 antibodies. 抗体呢也会产生长新冠的一个症状。总之呢，这个 COVID 的病程其实是14天，大家还是要好好休息。
Yes, everyone please rest up and stay healthy and take care of your bodies.
Yeah, 那好，今天的节目呢，我们就做到这里。那对于美国人不戴口罩，不怕 XBB 1.5, 你是怎么看的呢？
Yes, please let us know your thoughts and we hope you can all stay safe and your families can stay healthy this holiday season.
祝大家节日愉快，同时呢，健健康康，平平安安的。All right, so this is Pian Pian.
And this is Sayla.
Bye.
Bye.